But as he stood looking down in amaze at the blood upon the grass, Androg came out and halted also, astounded. "Evil work, Nathan!" he cried, and drew his sword. But Turin's mood ran cold, and he said to Androg, "Where are the orcs, then? Have you outrun them to help her?"
"Orcs?" said Androg. "Fool! You call yourself an outlaw. Outlaws know no law but their needs. Look to your own, Nathan, and leave us to mind ours."
"I will do so," said Turin. "But today our paths have crossed. You will leave the woman to me, or you will join Forweg." Androg laughed.
"If that is the way of it, have your will," he said. "I make no claim to match you alone, but our fellows may take this slaying ill."
Then the woman rose to her feet and laid her hand on Turin's arm. She looked at the blood, and she looked at Turin, and there was delight in her eyes.
"Kill him, lord," she said. "Kill him, too, and then come with me. If you bring their heads, Larnach, my father, will not be displeased. For two wolf heads he has rewarded men well."
But Turin said to Androg, "Is it far to her home?"
"A mile or so," he answered.
"In a fenced homestead yonder. She was straying outside."
"Go then quickly," said Turin, turning back to the woman. "Tell your father to keep you better, but I will not cut off the heads of my fellows to buy his favour or aught else." Then he put up his sword.
"Come," he said to Androg, "we will return. But if you wish to bury your captain, you must do so yourself. Make haste, for a hue and cry may be raised. Bring his weapons." The woman went off through the woods, and she looked back many times before the trees hid her. Then Turin went on his way without more words, and Androg watched him go, and he frowned, as one pondering a riddle. When Turin came back to the camp of the outlaws, he found them restless and ill at ease, for they had stayed too long already in one place, near to homesteads well guarded, and they murmured against Forweg. "He runs hazards to our cost," they said, "and others may have to pay for his pleasures."
"Then choose a new captain," said Turin, standing before them. "Forweg can lead you no longer, for he is dead."
"How do you know that?" said Ulrad. "Did you seek honey from the same hive? Did the bees sting him?"
"No," said Turin. "One sting was enough. I slew him, but I spared Androg, and he will soon return." Then he told all that was done, rebuking those that did such deeds. And while he yet spoke, Androg returned, bearing Forweg's weapons.
"See, Nathan," he cried, "no alarm has been raised. Maybe she hopes to meet with you again."
"If you jest with me," said Turin, "I shall regret that I grudged her your head. Now tell your tale, and be brief."